Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Giants are the main topic today, but we're not talking about sports teams. We'll be talking in a few moments with Travis Roy, who has looked into the giants in ancient America. Okay, that's before George Washington came here. So we'll ask him about that, how he got interested in it, and the evidence that points to giants. In the meantime, our co-host Tim Swartz is telling me he got a guest lined up, I guess for June, is it, that wrote a book about the Beatles?
Yes, yeah. It's going to be in the middle of June, and this guy's name is Donald Jeffries. And so I'm looking forward to him. He should be a really good guest.
Now, without going into detail, how does that become paranormal, the Beatles?
Well, I don't know if paranormal would be quite the word for it, but maybe conspiratorial, because he's going to address, and as well, he's also written things about the JFK assassination as well, so we'll definitely have to bring that in. But the Beatles book deals with the whole urban legend that went around college campuses in the late 60s that Paul McCartney was dead, and that the Beatles had replaced him with a lookalike.
Well, that lookalike became very rich. Okay. He's a very rich imposter. But I recall there was a disc jockey in New York City that pushed that theory until he got so crazy they eventually fired him.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah. And, of course, part of it, as I recall, and we'll do this show later, but it might be fun to mention before we go on, that number one in Abbey Road, if you look at Paul, he has got a different leg forward, and he's barefoot.
Barefoot.
That's the first clue. Then there is Strawberry Fields Forever, where when the song closes out, the voice speaks very slowly. And people thought, they said, I buried Paul. But yes, John Lennon was really cranberry sauce.
Yeah, and supposedly there was backward masking going on some of the albums, you know, where you would go and you'd put the LP into a neutral and then with your fingers spin it backwards and you would hear like secret messages being sent by the Beatles for whatever reason, let people know that Paul was dead.
Well, the one thing that would do if you play the record backwards, you get a lot of surface noise built up on the vinyl. Remember, this is vinyl. This was not CD. There was no such thing. This was not cassette, because there was barely such a thing as cassette coming out around that time. So if you played the vinyl backwards and spun it backwards a few times, boy, the surface noise would get much worse.
My experience. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, when you worked at a radio station, you'd have to spin the record back just a little bit in order to get it queued up properly.
Oh, I did that many times. What would happen then, especially with the small stations that didn't have a lot of copies of the record, they just had the copy that the music promoter or the record company sent. After you do this for a few weeks, it gets very scratchy at the beginning. So, of course, you would spin up to the first tone, then you'd back off a second. And I did this, you know, for a living. I did this kind of thing. And as I said, the record would become really scratched the first, you know, 2 or 3 seconds. Now, we'll talk more about the Beatles and the conspiracies next month. Does that guy believe, by the way, that Paul is dead?
No. I haven't read the book yet. but from the impression that I've gotten from, you know, reading the notes about the book, it's addressed as an urban legend, you know, an entertaining one, but still an urban legend.
Just quickly speaking of Strawberry Fields Forever, it's actually two recordings, two takes. So part of it, they sped up slightly. The other part of it, they slowed down slightly. So it became one cohesive recording.
Yep, definitely be an interesting show on that date.
Travis Roy is our guest today, and we go into the stories of giants. But speaking of giants, in the other sense, have you followed all this crazy Beatles lore he's talking about?
Well, a little bit.
Are you a Beatles fan? I thought everybody was, but I'll ask.
No, I am. Yeah, I definitely am.
Well, I would think at this point that a lot of people probably no longer remember the whole Paul is dead thing. So, I mean, this may be completely new territory for Travis.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. I was really enjoying listening to y'all talk about it because I'd never heard that spin before. I just really enjoy their music, though.
What's strange here, or maybe not strange, is that the most streamed Beatles songs are not the ones Lennon and McCartney wrote. They're Here Comes the Sun and Something from George Harrison.
Hmm. Okay.
The other thing here is, I don't know whether you did or not, do you remember this, what, six-hour Get Back documentary from Peter Jackson on the Disney Channel?
I do not.
Well, I'll just mention it quickly before we get into your interest. There, they took the original Let It Be movie, and they went back to the source footage, and they re-edited it. They digitized the music, and they were able to separate the music from the commentary. And it turned out that a lot of what we believed about the recording of that album was not really true. It was spun to be very negative, but the actual fighting amongst the Fab Four wasn't that much. But the most amazing thing about it was watching Paul begin the backing track and the basic structure of Get Back in about 2 minutes and 20 seconds, where he's just playing around with his bass guitar, and suddenly he's playing the backup of Get Back, like in 2 minutes and 15 seconds. It's something that's on YouTube. It's the most amazing thing you've ever seen. You can't believe how talented this guy is.
Well, they definitely know their stuff, or they did. Oh, no, oh, well, I guess we're assuming Paul's still alive, right?
We're assuming Paul's still alive, and we're assuming that Ringo, aged, what, 82, 83, and ready to begin touring again, is still alive. So somebody's coming out there and saying, I'm Ringo.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a great topic.
Well, of course, since we're a paranormal show, we can always talk about the fact that John Lennon saw UFO. A lot of artists, by the way, did see UFOs or write about them. And the other example would be like John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival. One of his recordings on the same album, I think, as Fortunate Son was a UFO song. Up From the Skies by Jimi Hendrix, of course. John Lennon mentioning UFOs in one of his songs. Things like that. Tommy James and the Shondells, Tommy James being interested in UFOs, and Reg Presley of the Troggs, you know, Wild Thing, that kind of thing, You Make My Heart Sing, that thing. He wrote a book about crop circles and UFOs shortly before he died. Unfortunately, we learned about it too late. I would have loved to have had him on. Oh, well.
That's very interesting, because I have heard that John Lennon had seen a UFO. I feel like I saw a video or something. Maybe it was an article I read regarding that.
Well, when he was estranged from Yoko Ono, he took up with a woman named May Pang, who's still around, by the way. And they together were allegedly naked, looking out the window at a New York City apartment where they saw this UFO. And that's a giant story. But speaking of giants, we've got Travis Roy to talk about giants in early America with Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It is the amazing segue we do here on the Paracast. Travis Roy is our guest. Travis, I am very curious here. Of all the things one can become interested in, why did you start looking into the possibility of a race of giants?
Well, that's a great way to start. initially, I wasn't looking into giants. I was actually researching the mound-building culture of the ancient Celtic people and the Scythians and Sumerian peoples. And that was in, like, 2010 when I really dove into that subject. Well, while going through that subject, I discovered that these burial mounds, you know, they kind of have a trail from the kind of the biblical land all the way up through Europe. They also went towards the east, but a lot of them went towards the west. And as I was looking into this, I found that there were giants buried among these people. So the Celts aren't known to be giants, but there were giants among them. So I was not quite looking for that, and I wasn't. It took me off guard, to be honest. And so from there, I started to look into giants more, discovered that they were also in America. I bought some literature. I don't know if you've heard of Fritz Zimmerman. Bought his book, and I really liked his book, and he's done a lot of research in America. But, you know, in looking in the book, and this is nothing against him at all, he just typed it out to where it's more easy to read. I wanted to see the articles for myself and like the actual newspaper articles. So I started an account 10 years ago this year, just putting them onto an account so people can see it, so I could remember it. And that's kind of how I got where I'm at.
Before we get into this discovery, what is your background? Have you ever explored things like this before?
Well, okay, I was raised in the church, and, you know, I've learned the stories of the Bible, the giants in the Bible. But other than that, I just had a deep interest in world history, like ancient world histories, from childhood. And so I guess that's why I'm so fascinated by this, is because it's a history that is not taught in any school books, as far as I'm aware. So, yeah, that is kind of my background. I just really love archaeology and history. But stumbling upon this, I was not ready for, didn't expect. But the articles are there. The megalithic stones are there. I mean, you can go through France and you see these massive standing stones. Some of them are 40 feet tall. Well, they would show you like miniature people building like a dirt ramp, and somehow they pulled this thing up. But you can do research and you can find where there are these newspaper articles in the 1800s and 1900s where they were reporting on archaeological finds and digs, and finding skeletons of massive men in France. And so you just connect the dots. You know, you can't believe, you know, what National Geographic might would have put, or the Reader's Digest might would have put, you know, back in the 1990s or whatever, or even now. You just have to connect the dots, because they're not going to do that for you.
When we talk of giants, how tall are we speaking about?
Okay, in America, I would say that just the average height of a giant man in America is going to be between seven. Well, if you average height, it's going to be around between 9 and 12 feet for a man. The women were from 7 to 8 feet tall of the giants. That's pretty average. I have discovered higher or taller ones, 15 feet. Of course, I found some that were uncovered articles of some really big ones. Louisiana, 28 feet tall. I mean, you have to, I don't know, that's really big. But I think I connect those to be more ancient races of giants. The ones that are found in burial mounds are anywhere from 7 to 12 feet tall, give or take a little bit more.
Tim?
When you go and look throughout history and all of the mythologies in Europe, Mediterranean, places like that, I mean, they're full of stories of giants. And people now tend to kind of, they weren't really referring to giants. Symbolic or something along those lines. But you read these stories, and you can pretty much see that these were oral traditions that had been passed down through time and weren't meant to be, you know, symbolic or trying to teach a fable. But you go all across these areas and the stories are so similar.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's not just like, okay, you know, Jack and the Beanstalk comes, like the folklore tale, even of more modern times, Jack and the Beanstalk. It's almost a laughing stock, but where did this idea come from, right? It had to come from, you know, what they were digging up in the 1800s and 1900s. They're not allowed to really dig anymore, but back then they were digging them up. So, yeah, you're right. All those lore and traditions had to come from somewhere.
Well, and I don't know how much has been discovered in North Central and South America, but I do know that overseas there's been a number of discoveries of overly large weapons, axes especially, swords that are obviously not built for human hands, or at least normal-sized human hands.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, and people would say, well, that's just ceremonial or just for display, right? And who knows? Maybe some are, but maybe not. I know in America you can go to a museum. It's called the Ancient Ozarks, or Ancient Museum of the Ozarks in Missouri, and you can go down in the basement, and there are massive stone battle axes that have been discovered from all over the U.S., mm-hmm. and some of these are 10 inches big, like 10 inches across, you know, 7 inches tall, and there's just way too many of these large stone tools. I mean, even in the museum itself, it's written, you know, just think of the strength of the people who had to wield these weapons and tools, gardening tools, whatever they all were. There are some really massive stone tools and weapons. So those aren't just ceremonial, because some of these accounts that I've come across, they mention these massive battle axes within the mounds alongside the giants.
So basically, Travis, they didn't build giant objects there for the heck of it. They had to have been used by something or someone. I wanted to ask you a few more questions about that as we proceed. Travis Roy is our guest. Tim Swartz is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a USA News update. President Biden is setting up a call with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to try and get debt ceiling negotiations back on track. Debt limit talks hit a wall Friday. On Saturday, McCarthy said he wouldn't resume negotiations till Biden returned to the country from the G7 summit in Japan. Also attending the summit is Ukrainian President Zelensky, lobbying for continued support and aid, even as Biden has given the go-ahead for his countrymen to be trained on F-16 fighter jets. National Treasure is the winner of the 148th Preakness Stakes. Kentucky Derby winner Mage came in third. In basketball, the Nuggets beat the Lakers 119-108 to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the NBA Western Conference Finals. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
How far back, Travis, are we tracing the apparent presence of giants?
Now, this is assumption because of what, you know, the people who wrote the articles, you know, they will say, well, these seem to be about 500 years old, or these seem to be about 1,000, 1,200 years old. I don't know what they're basing that off of, but these people were digging them up in, you know, say the mid-1800s, early 1900s. And that's the conclusion they came to. But they did have some notable people come out and look at them. You had doctors looking at them. You had all kinds of people who, you know, weren't just like the janitor, not to knock off janitors or anything, but like, you know, down the street or whatever. They had everybody looking at them, and a lot of times they would show the whole town. And so a lot of times the doctors of the day would look at them and try to tell how old they were. Is that the question you're asking, basically?
I was trying to see how far back we have records of the possible presence of of giants. And the reason I say that is if it's 500 years old, that means 500 years ago, which isn't very long in the scheme of things, we had this race of giants where they go. But how can we trace it back to pre-biblical times? What?
Oh, I got you. That is a good question. I don't know. I mean, obviously, who's to say? But some of these, like, for example, there was one that was found in Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee. I don't have it right in front of me, but I remember it. It was found, like, they were digging a well. And a lot of times people would find it when they were digging basements or digging into, like, a mound that they thought was just, like, a hill for dirt. They discovered that it was a mound. But in this particular case, they were digging for a well, and they found it, like, it's like 20 to 30 feet down, and they found this giant that was 19 feet long, but he was, like, fossilized, and he was in a It was like he was, it was almost like he was buried alive is what it looked like. It wasn't like a burial. It was like something had buried it. So that may be like one of the pre-biblical or like the biblical times giant from biblical times. So who's to say how old it really is? So as far as a date of assurance, I don't know, right? And I don't know if anybody would be able to stamp that example on account as kind of looks like it might be from that era.
And so did this race coexist with regular-sized humans, or was it an entirely different race that might not even be human?
Okay, that's a great question. Sometimes they did coexist. Up in the Dakotas, there was an account where there was a 8-foot giant found in a burial mound, but also about 50 other skeletons of a like a pygmy race of people or a dwarf race. They were about 4 feet tall. And so they obviously were living together because they were all in the same burial mound. I've come across an account where there was a giant buried with two regular-sized females. One they said was like a Caucasian-looking female, and the other one was like a mix of a Caucasian and Native. Now, some of these don't seem all that old because I came across an account in the Midwest where they found, because in the areas of like Arizona, New Mexico, some of those, the like if the desert, arid desert temperatures can kind of preserve things and almost mummify if it's in the right spot. They found one like a giant in a cave, but he had been cut off at the knees. But he was still really big from his kneecap to his head, and he had been scalped. So that was very interesting to me because that didn't seem like it was all that old. So sometimes I have a hard time labeling prehistoric giant because I like to do that because some of them are, they seem to be old. But like that guy didn't seem to be all that old, but he was fairly big. Like he was between seven and eight feet if, you know, if he had the rest of his legs. So you did, you had them living together, just giants, but then sometimes they seemed to be living with regular-sized people. For example, the Paiute Indians fought off a race of red-haired cannibalistic giants, and they wrote about that, and they even had some of the hair left over from it. But that was the Lovelock Cave, Nevada giants, and they obviously weren't mixing in with the regular people. So I guess the answer may be both.
As we look back to the past and what happened, and this gets to how you started looking for giants, do you have any feelings about so-called ancient aliens that maybe sometime in the distant past, E.T. was here? Whether E.T. represented giants or whatever, it was a race of entities or beings from other planets.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I could see how, I mean, and when they say the Watchers came down and they took women and then their offspring were Nephilim, being these giant humanoid type creatures. Now, I've often thought, like, who's to say the Watchers didn't look like, you know, aliens or something like that, or even have a craft? There's no one was there. But who's to say that that wasn't possible? I can see that.
What I wonder about whenever we have theories of this nature, how do we nail it down, or can we? You know, we have relics, and there are obviously different explanations to what those relics can be. But is there anything provable that we can say, yes, those giants are certainty?
Well, a good thing to look at is, like I mentioned before, the stone artifacts, for one thing, like massive axe heads. Now, there's way too many of them to be ceremonial. Like, I think that's just a lie to cover it up. What else can we look at? We can look at, there are footprints in stone that you can look at. I found a pretty big one in Texas. While I was out hiking. But there's so many you can look up online. There's a pretty notable one in South Africa, I believe. It's kind of up on an end like the earth must have shifted slightly, but whenever it steps, it left like a footprint that's 4 feet long. I don't know what the math is on that. I don't know if he was like 30 feet tall, 20 something feet tall. So, and then bones, right? I feel like, you know, bones are a hard thing to come by these days, in this subject. And if you were to have any, I'm sure they probably wouldn't last very long. Now, I'm of the belief that they probably still are bones around. And I'm also of the belief that there are so many burial mounds that are undocumented or even unknown that are probably still, you know, housing these bones, throughout America and around the world. Possibly other countries may have them. I know Peru is a little more open-minded to showcase things of this nature. I'm not sure where they stand now. But yeah, as far as evidence, that's really all I can say. Like the hard evidence would be, let's look at the stone artifacts. Let's look at the footprints in stone. And that's pretty hard evidence, I would say.
What is mainstream science's perception of all this evidence?
I bet you that they just turn a blind eye to this. That's what I would say.
So they just reject the idea of giants completely?
Yeah, for sure. And the reasons for that is speculation, but, you know, what would it disprove? Darwinism, perhaps? You know, the reasons are, you almost have to just kind of guess, because there's nobody telling us.
I'll tell you what, let's do our break here. We have Travis Roy, and the topic is giants. Were there giants, I mean 7 foot, 12 feet, 15 feet, whatever, in our recent past? With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Jennifer Stein, executive producer of The Disclosure Dialogues. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, what's the most recent artifact indicating the presence of a giant, Travis?
Oh, the most recent artifact. Well, like I said, that museum. Now, I'm not sure when. And this guy, the guy who owns the museum, he's the owner of Bass Pro Shops, and I guess with his extra income, he's created and accumulated and bought all these artifacts. Now, I have to assume that a lot of these artifacts might have come from the time period of when people were actually breaking earth on these mounds. So we're talking probably, you know, the early 1900s, somewhere in there. But as far as like when these were made, it's hard to know. I mean, on a hike of my own, I've discovered a couple big axe heads. One is like 15 inches long and about, you know, 6 inches tall. And it's, you know, it's been worked. It's been they worked with it and created it into the shape of an axe and notched it very large. And in the same area that I hiked, I discovered an ancient megalith, which a megalith is where they've taken, either stood up a stone, or in this case, they stood a stone up and then they laid a massive stone over, propped it up on it as like a boundary marker. So, you know, I know that the giants were in the area where I was hiking, just based on artifacts I uncovered, just walking. They were just laying on the ground. And then this massive megalith. So as far as dating it, it's hard for me to tell. I mean, obviously, you don't really know when it was made. I tend to not agree totally with all the dating processes because, you know, some of these bones, when they dig them up, they crumble. And they'll say, well, because of great age, they crumbled. Well, it depends on where it was buried. Like if there's a lot of moisture in the ground right there, or if it was like, say, in Colorado, it may not turn into like a fossilized state, or it may not crumble when it makes contact with the air. So it's really hard to tell how old the stonework is or the bones, really.
So we can't say hundreds of years or thousands of years then. Has it ever been carbon dated?
The actual skeletons?
Yes.
I'm not real sure about that because I'm not sure if they were doing that in the, you know, the 1800s and the early 1900s. As far as I know, or I'm aware of, I've not come across a report of them saying that they actually ran tests on it. So what did they do when the doctor made that claim when he looked at them? I'm not really sure how he came to that conclusion.
The question I would refer to here is, how not only how old these artifacts are, but where this race of giants went. Where did they go to? If it's not that long ago, 500, 1,000 years, whatever.
Yeah, right. That's a great question, too. Well, there are legends. The natives have legends of fighting them off, for one. There is a legend, I think, in northern Mexico where they actually said fire fell from heaven and consumed them. There's a legend in the north of America here where there was like a race of red-haired and a race of black-haired giants fought each other off. Then you have, there's a story of Yellow Hair. He was a giant up in around, I think, the Dakota area. Or maybe it's Ohio. I believe it's Ohio. And there's an Indian legend of the Shawnee Indians up there. They have a legend where they fought off this race of giants because they wouldn't share the land. The giants had this area, and the Shawnee moved in, and they wanted to share the land where they can grow and hunt. Well, the giants said, no, we were here first. We're not going to do that. And Yellowhair actually threw a curse on the Shawnee, saying, if you ever do try to take us over, you're going to be cursed forever. And there seemed to be some sort of curse on that tribe of natives. But I guess my point is they were fighting, and they fought them off. Somehow they fought the giants off. They were bowing down to worship the sun, as the legend goes, and the Shawnee just took them by surprise. I mean, a lot of Shawnee died as well, but they were able to kill the giants, and at least the chief of the giants.
It sounds to me like their level of development was Stone Age level.
Yeah, you see that sometimes, but I also come across copper artifacts buried with these giants. Some of them are encased in copper armor. You have very intricate made jewelry. And so you really have to wonder, you know, who were these people? Because sometimes they have stone weapons, sometimes they have more metal weapons. And so you don't really know if they're all related either, because other types of, you know, there's many different ancient languages found in the U.S. here. You have the Celtic language discovered here. You have Viking language discovered. Here you have some in Minnesota. You have some also in Oklahoma. You have Celtiberian, which is the Iberian / Celtic mix of people, that language. A lot of times with these giants, you'll have at what is called an unknown form of hieroglyphics buried with them. So we don't really know who they were because they have many different languages, it seems like. And who knows, maybe they were fighting each other at some points in time. So it's hard to say when you look into all that.
On the surface, you'd think that a race of giants could beat the heck out of normal-sized humans just by sheer strength.
Right. Yes, you would think that. And that's why I have a hard time with some of these legends. I'm like, how could they really fight them off? You know, I often wonder if they didn't go into hiding, some of them. That's just my personal take. Like, could they still be around? Maybe that's getting too far out there. But, you know, I've often wondered that as well.
I mean, you think, if this race really existed, unless they were kept with primitive tools and weaponry, they couldn't easily be defeated, unless, of course, there weren't that many of them.
Right. Yeah, and it's hard to say how many there were, because a lot of these burial mounds, a lot of the giants would be buried in them because they were the kings, the leaders, the chieftains. So, yeah, as far as numbers, I mean, I have one here from Ontario, Canada, where it says approximately 200 prehistoric giants were discovered, averaging 9 feet in height. And they just found them buried one on top of the other in layers. So it's almost like, I don't know if it was like a battle or why there were so many buried in one spot, but that's a lot of men that very few were shorter. Let's see. It says the skeletons of men of gigantic stature, some of them measuring 9 feet, very few of them being less than 7 feet in height. So that's about approximately 200 giants right there in that one spot, in that one burial ground up in Ontario, which is North America. So it's not too far from, you know, the northern parts like where we were or where we are. So I don't know if they all, I have a hard time believing they all just disappeared, unless, like you're saying, maybe, I don't know, but they seem to disappear before our modern technology advanced enough to have, you know, to have the tanks, the army tanks, the, you know, the weapons that we have now to be able to fight off something that large and strong.
Well, maybe they were chased down south because you have records from, I think it was Magellan, that his crew discovered giants in what's now Patagonia. So, I mean, that's well within recorded history.
Correct. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's definitely a possibility because they definitely were on the move because, I mean, really, you find them everywhere. You know, I focus on America, but I've come across articles, and I'll post them. Japan, they were found in Japan. They've been found and discovered all over the place. There's legends of them being in the Easter Island area, and they were like 12 feet tall, according to legend.
We're talking about legends or reality behind giants in America and elsewhere around the world. Travis is our guest. With Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.